Raccomando alla vostra preghiera anche la situazione nella penisola coreana.
Pope Benedict XVI there calling on Christians to pray for peace and reconciliation between North and South Korea. The Pope encouraged dialogue between the two neighbors as a step to furthering that reconciliation. He made that appeal after praying the midday Angelus with crowds in Castel Gandolfo, the Sunday ahead of bilateral talks between the two Asian nations, opened on October 2nd. The Holy Father entrusted to prayer the situation of the Korean Peninsula, where important developments in the dialogue between the two Koreas, he said, give hope that the efforts at reconciliation taking place can consolidate in favor of the Korean people and to benefit the stability and peace of the entire region.
Fanno sperare che gli sforzi di riconciliazione in atto possano consolidarsi a favore del popolo coreano e a beneficio della stabilità e della pace dell'intera regione.
The talks in Pyongyang are themselves considered an important development. This is just the second time that the divided Koreas have held a summit in more than 50 years. The two countries remain technically at war since the 1950-53 Korean War ended in a ceasefire. But since the last bilateral talks in the year 2000, the two Koreas have reconnected rail and road links across their border and established a joint industrial zone in a North Korean border city. Thousands of Korean families divided between the North and South have also met in brief and emotional reunions. North and South Korea are also engaged in regional six-party talks, which include China, Japan, the U.S., and Russia over the North's nuclear arms program. South Korea has donated millions of dollars of food aid to the North as it battles with widespread hunger. Well, on a recent visit to Rome, Cardinal Nicholas Cheong of Seoul sat down with me for a talk about the challenges facing the church in his region of the world. He condemns what he calls an invasive culture of death in his own South Korea and wants to see it replaced with a culture of respect for life. Also, the apostolic administrator of Pyongyang, North Korea, he has spoken out courageously for the rights of Christians to practice their faith freely in the communist state.
The Korean church is, as far as I know, is one of the most dynamic church in Asia. After Philippines and Vietnam, the South Korean church takes the third place in Asian church. It's almost 9% of the population are Catholics. So in spite of the Buddhist and Protestantist, they are bigger than us, but we still have much influence into Korean society. Korean as a whole now is one of the developed country, and as far as the economic level also, and religious level also.
Now, you said that Catholics represent about 9% of the population in South Korea. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges facing that community today?
There is a materialism among the people. They are anti-life. Some kind of anti-life. It's the culture of death.
The expression that Pope John Paul used to say, the culture of death in today's world.
For example, the abortion, very high rate, and no children. I think the birth rate are the third least in the world. So we must try pro-life campaign. So I will do pro-life campaign. That at the most. And that for the culture, I will try among the youth people, I will try that what is the Christian culture is this? I will show them.
Now, you are also apostolic administrator of North Korea, mm-hmm. South Korea's neighbor. What challenges does that particular situation present to you? And are there any Catholics today, any Christians that you're aware of in North Korea?
At the point of 1945, there were 55,000 Catholics in North Korea, and almost 50 parishes there. And the many priests and the religious sisters. But the communist regime, they oppose the Catholics, not only Catholics, but also the Protestants. They hate all religious freedom. So at the present, there remain only 1,000 or 3,000 Catholics only. No priest, no religious sisters at all. They all disappeared in the year of 1949. So we try to get some religious freedom. So I try to do my best to regain that religious freedom. So sometimes I ask to the communist regime, at least one priest will reside in the Pyongyang or any place, but they say it is not the time, so I wait now. But at the same time, I aid them for the humanitarian level.
I know that the church in South Korea is very active in providing humanitarian assistance to North Korea, and I would assume also other kinds of assistance in whatever way you're able to. How does the church try to support your brothers and sisters in the North?
It is very hard to access the North regime. Do not permit the personal contact, so we await. They allow only one case, family reunion, twice a year. 100 family, they reunion only. But there are 10 million people separated during the war.
And so the church in South Korea, also South Korean authorities, obviously, are trying to assist families to reunite, go across the border to be able to live together or at least visit each other.
Not live, it's the visit. Only one day or 2 days they visit. So we say the union of the family. But only twice a year. One time is only 100 people each. So he said, how long we take the 10 million people get met?
Decades to reunite 10 million people. Mm-hmm. But how, I mean, this is just a practical question, but how do these people communicate during a year to even know that their where their family lives on the other side of the border?
We tried to communicate by letters, but we could not success. We tried at the first time through Red Cross, but the North Korea regime do not permit. At present, we cannot communicate by letter. So no telephone, no internet, no means to communicate to the people. Only one case is the family reunion twice a year.
And you're hoping, obviously, to try to improve this situation.
Yes, I will try to improve this sad situation. So I will try at all means, I will try. Yeah.
Now, you said there are a little over 1,000 Catholics that you know of in North Korea today. First of all, how do you know that if North Korea is so bordered up? And how do these people, I mean, are they obviously try to keep it quiet that they're Christians, I would imagine.
I don't know exactly how many left, but that there is a rumor, 1,000 remained or 3,000. But at least that 60 years ago, there are 55,000 Catholic there. But now it's the 60 years since, so most of them, they passed away already because of the old age. And no baptism, as well as there is no new baptism permitted.
Well, with no priests, not only would there be no baptisms, but no confirmations and no communion on Sundays.
Yeah. From 1949, all the priests, all the religious sisters disappeared suddenly.
Do we know what happened to them?
No. We don't know. After that, we don't know whether they are alive or not. We don't know. No sign at all now.
Now, before we were talking about your efforts to help families reunite between the South and the North, but also I know that the church is very involved, along with the South Korean authorities, in providing humanitarian aid. Mm-hmm. Could you just explain that a little bit? How exactly has the church helped physically, practically, with humanitarian aid?
I know that the NGO action is at the most active is the Catholic organization compared with other people. So I am proud of that. Our Catholic faithfuls are the fervent and devoted for the cause of the God. They help the North Korean people.
There's a chronic lack of food in North Korea, of rice, of flour, basic necessities as those. How many people in North Korea are affected by that?
Oh, yes. They are the communist regime, so they are not incentive to labor, labor hard. So farmers only work under the supervised. Not the voluntary, they do not work. So they are always at the lack. But, and also the big flood and all the basic of the farming is destroyed. So they are the very lack of the food. So we must support them to survive.
Has the North demonstrated appreciation for this assistance?
Yes, they ask us to assist the food. And nowadays, they not only the food, but also the developing basic assistance, they say.
So you're also saying they're asking some agricultural development assistance from South Korea as well?
Not only the agricultural side, but also the light industrial factories we support now.
So these initiatives are important. Do you see them as being important towards reconciling the two Koreas?
Yes. I think it is most important to reconcile, and we must forgive each other. Is it during the war? Both sides they did some inhuman actions. So we must ask pardon each other and forgive each other. It is very important, and this is the first to do in order to get the reconciliation.
But do you see that coming anytime soon between the two Koreas?
I believe that God will permit us to reconcile, and our loving God's providence, one day we can reconcile and we can meet as friends and we can smile each other.
Of course, the Korean Peninsula has an American presence in South Korea. And then across the border, of course, you have the threat of nuclear power, of nuclear weaponry. How does that make South Korea feel? Are people worried? Are they concerned? And it seems that you're really caught in the middle somehow.
It's a difficult question, but the reason why the Korea is divided is Russia and America. Two powers, they decide the Korean Peninsula divided north and south. Nowadays, we say it's four powers. It's China, Japan, Russia, America, and two, North Korea and South Korea. So we take a six parties talk. but it's not easy. Four big powers are different. Some kinds of they think their interest is some kind of different. So it is not easy. So you mentioned now that the United States Army, but I must think also the Chinese power is just a big, and the Russian power, and the Japanese also. So I pray always that our Heavenly Father, who can help, who only can help. So I do my best prayer every day. Unless the Korean situation is not solved, it's a big powers. They are the power game, so it is not easy. So I cannot say one word.
But people there are concerned.
Yes, yes, yes. And there is one kind of the world big powers. The politics. They are that's. Influence.
So, do you think Pope Benedict was making a statement in some way by making you a cardinal?
Yes, yes, yes. Our Pope is the good announcement in case of my nomination. The Korean newspapers or they have some hope. That I, as a cardinal, making some kind of action to reconcile to both North Korea and South Korea. So I will try my best under the guidance of the Holy See.
What kind of influence does the Catholic Church, does the Holy See have in the two Koreas right now?
It is not easy, but... as far as I know, the Holy See and the Chinese government can try to reconcile. So it is some effect. Holy See and China, good relation, that makes some influence to both North Korea and South Korean relation also.
Very warm thanks there to Cardinal Nicholas Cheong of Seoul, South Korea.